Hey guys, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. I want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you, and maybe you've joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony or just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you'll find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, grow in your marriage, and grow in your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. We were doing a seminar up in Connecticut one time, Denise and I together, and I shared that story, and I said, you know, Denise never did verbally thank me for that switch. I mean, the whole 3 days I'm winding up, she never asked what I was doing. She knew what I was doing. I was doing my job. And so all of a sudden, an elderly couple came up, and this lady was mad at her because it you never thanked Joe for doing all that? And she said, what? You never thanked Joe for doing all those blocks and the lights? No. Don't you think that's wrong? She said, no, that's his job. I don't thank him for doing his job. He didn't thank me for doing the laundry, helping the kids with the homework, and doing dinner. If he'd like to do above his job, I'll thank him for that, but not for doing his job. I said, I'm going to preach that all over America. Love's what you do for your spouse, not what you feel about them. It's an action word. Number two, I'm a leader. 1 Corinthians 11, 4. Is God is the head of Christ, Christ the head of man. Man's over the woman, woman's over the children, children's over the dog, dog's over the cat, cat's over the mouse over the cheese over the cracker, cracker over the plate. It's in the Bible, pecking order in the kingdom of God. But the word head is not dictator, it's source. God is the source of Christ. Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father do. I only say what I hear my Father say. If you've seen me, you've seen my Father. Jesus turns around to mankind and says, man, without me, you can't do a thing, but with me, all things are possible. Jesus is my source, not my dictator. A man should turn around to his wife and says, baby, what do you need? I'm either going to write a check for it or start believing God for it. I'm not your dictator. I'm your source. I should tell men, you need to get a male apron and just put it on. You are the head servant in your family. Jesus said, you want to be great in my kingdom? Become the servant of all. Men are the head servant. We serve, we do it really good. It is an honor to serve our families. You start serving your wife, she'll suck the lips off your face. It really gets her excited. Anyhow. I'm a leader. Denise is always all frustrated. What we'd fight about most in our early marriage was she'd wake up real early, about 5:30 in the morning. She'd come around my side of the bed, and I used to get up about 6:30. She said, Joe, what are we doing today? What is it? What are we doing today? I don't know. What day is it? It's Thursday. What time is it? And she tells us like 5:45. How dear God, I don't know. Just give me a minute. Let me wake up. Give me some coffee. Now, all she wanted to know is what. She doesn't care what it is. It's just, what is it? I can't help you do nothing. What are we doing today? And I realized I was a horrible communicator. So by the time we get to the kitchen and leave for work or school, at least I'd be yelling every morning, screaming. Because I didn't know what to tell her. So I finally learned the hard way. I would keep a yellow notepad on my side of the bed. And at night when I go to bed, I'd write down what's going on the next day. And she'd get up the next morning, come around my side, tear that piece of paper off, kiss me on the forehead. We had a great day. My job is to lead. What are we doing? Where are we going to go? What are the plans? I don't care. I just can't help you do nothing. What are we doing? Now, tell me, when you lead, you need to communicate who you are, what you're doing, where you're going. That's why I used to give tests. I tell couples, don't get married and take a test. The who, what, where, how, why, when. If you don't know who you are, you got no business getting married. How can you help somebody if they don't know who they are and you don't know who you are? Don't get married because your family's messed up, you're trying to run away from home, and maybe you've had a bad relationship and you're on the rebound. God designed marriage to be really, really good. It is the second greatest thing he ever did outside salvation. He that finds a wife finds a good thing. I'll tell you right now, it's God's will that 99.9% of all people get married. It's his will. There are some people who have no business getting married. They're like the Apostle Paul. They're gifted to not be married. If they get married, they'll mess their life up, somebody else's life up. They're not weird. They're normal. They're just not, they don't need to get married. But they are the exception, not the norm. It is God's will that most everybody get married. Well, what is it? Well, it's a weapon from heaven. What are you going to do? We're going to get an agreement. When we get an agreement, we're going to storm the gates of hell. I mean, a married couple, when you wake up in the morning, you ought to make the devil break out into a cold sweat. Oh, dear God, they're up. Yes, we are. Because instead of creating hell, you ought to get up and go looking for hell. We're going to do that. We're looking for some hell. We're going to storm us some hell. We're going to fix some hell today. It's what we do. But what the devil wants to do is get you creating hell among yourself. By the way, don't ever, we'll talk about this morning. Don't take your spouse into their past. That's cheating. They don't have a time machine and they can't change it. Focus on tomorrow. God's mercy is new in the morning, not yesterday. To go into your spouse's past, that's cheating. They can't change it. You should have. You could have. Don't do that. Let's focus on the future. So I'm a lover. I'm a leader. Number three, I'm a provider. 1 Timothy 5:8. Boy, this is a hard one. Any man that does not financially take care of his family is worse than an infidel. He is as one who has denied the faith. Now, I didn't realize that. You know, Nisha and I first got married. We didn't have children for 5 years. We're both working. We got money. What do we need? We go to Gatlinburg, Tennessee, you know, and then we go to Florida, and we just vacation, buy new cars. Well, all of a sudden, she gets pregnant, quits work. So our income went in half. Then I got laid off. Income went to nothing. We're bouncing checks like ping pong balls on a concrete floor. And it's about that time everything was wearing out. You know, dryer door wouldn't stay shut unless you put duct tape on it. You know, the couches wore out. The bed looked like a camel died in the middle of it. It just completely wore out. You know, I put on 52 pounds. My hair's growing out of my ears. So off the top of my head, like, what happened? What happened? Well, you're growing up. Praise God. And we realized marriage isn't something you find. It's something you build. And we better get busy because we're losing ground here. So I realized I'm a provider. And Denise, I was just so mad one day because the kids, two of them are born with crooked teeth, braces, going to camp and little league and, you know, proms and cars and college. And it's just never enough. It's never enough. And I'm a good worker. I'm a hard worker. And I'm a blessed man. But it was like, so she's washing dishes and the kid and I just unloaded. I lost it. And I'm screaming at her. I said, it's never enough, is it? And she's just never stinking enough, is it? And she's so calm. No, Joe, you need to make more money. And she went back to washing dishes. I thought, oh, dear Lord, what am I going to do? So, and that's what I had to do. I got to learn how to make more money. So I'm a lover, I'm a leader, and a provider. That will never change as long as we're married. She has a different job description. Number one, she's a helpmeet. Genesis 2:18, she's a helper. She's a helper. Help what? Help me. What if I'm not doing anything? You cannot help a man who's not doing anything. What can I help you do? You know, we have an old saying down home, most marriages end up like two ticks and no dog. Then we got a lot of ticks out in Oklahoma, and I don't know if you know it, but ticks are lip lock onto one another. Now, if a tick can find a dog, he's a happy camper. He's going to swell up like the Goodyear blimp, full of blood, because even a tick knows that life's in the blood. But if he can't find a blood dog somewhere to hook onto, he'll hook onto another tick, and they'll just suck air at each other. And that's where most marriages are. You better make me happy. You're not making me happy. You're making me mad. You're just swapping hot air. That's what happened was, Denise and I got to that tick mode where we're just trying to suck the oxygen out of each other. And we realized our source needs to be God, not each other. I didn't marry God. I thought I did. Really, you did? No, we didn't. My God, I married. Look there, an angel. No, you married flesh, and it's going to go stupid on you. And you need to help it, nurture it, and pray for it, and you need to grow up, not stay the same. So all of a sudden I realized she's a helper, so I got to find out what I'm doing so she can help me do it. Number two, she's the head of the home. 1 Timothy 5:14, women are the managers of the home, not the men. I'm not the head of my home, I'm the head of my wife. She's the head of the home. I don't care what color the couch is or where you sit it. I really don't care. Most men could live in a tree stump, eat beef jerky 3 times a day, wear the same clothes every day. Comedians have made money off this, but it's so true. Where you guys, you ever got up and put something on, your wife would ask you something really intense, like, are you wearing that? No, I'm just trying stuff on right now. I'll just make sure stuff is. Or you get, yeah, I'm wearing it. And I'm wearing it tomorrow, and don't you watch it either. I got it broke in. So I realized my wife's the head of the home. I'm not the head of the home. I'm her head. I'm her source. She's the source for the home. The number three, Titus 2:4, older women teach the young women how to love their husbands and love their children. That's not the Valentine love. That's the God kind of serving love. How are you going to serve them, take care of them? Because that's what love is. It's serving other people. What God meant was that we will be married till Jesus comes back. I mean, until we go home to be heaven. We're supposed, 1 Peter 3 says, we could have the kind of marriage that makes other people so jealous, they'll ask us about the hope that's in us. that's evidently possible. Somebody's going to have that kind of marriage where you're doing so well. All people see you go through hell, but for some reason you always come out the other side. Lots of you went through a hard time. We did what we came out. Jesus helped us. We repented or we forgave and God redeemed. We made the devil had to pay back seven times. It's not you don't go through hell. It's that you come out the other side. You're a team. You help one another. You know, Ecclesiastes says this, you know, two are better than one, Ecclesiastes 4. Why? Well, because you can help one another. Said, if you fall down, you got somebody else to help you up. But woe to him that's alone when he falls. He doesn't have somebody to help him up. You know, one lies by themselves in bed, you're going to get cold. Two lie together, you have some heat. One gets attacked, and you know, you're probably going to get whipped. But two can withstand the attack, and a threefold cord's not quickly broken. But you realize that God made marriage a weapon. Matthew 18:19. If two of you shall agree on anything you ask the Father, be done here on earth. Two's a powerful number. That's why the devil's always trying to bust marriages. Why? It's the most powerful thing on this planet. Two is a powerful number, and the devil knows it. Well, you don't have to get divorced or separated. Just don't get in agreement. Don't talk. Don't visit. Don't plan. Just tolerate. And that's where God did not have in mind. He said, no, you find a spouse. You find a good thing. I blessed you. And God doesn't lie. This is a really, really good thing. So I realized something. Denise and I have two separate job descriptions, but we also have a different list of needs. And I'll just give you this kind of in closing. My need list is different than hers, and I didn't know that. I thought we were so much alike. I realized men have four basic needs. I don't care who you read. You're going to come up with the top 10 list. These four are going to be in the top five most of the time. Number one, all men need honor. Men go where they get honor. A man will not go where he doesn't get honor. Men hate looking stupid. It is our number one goal every day. What's your goal today? To not look stupid. Because when you're young, you'll overplay it. You know, we were young. Now, when I was young, we dressed like Elvis. Put bear grease on our hair. You know, put weird stuff hanging from the rearview mirror, cut the mufflers off our cars, jack them up real high in the back. You know what? We want you to hear us coming and going. Well, today, you know, you wear your hat backwards, the britches of a 400-pound man. You got neon lights on your car. You got 12 speakers. You can hear your car a mile away. What is that? What is that about men? Men need honor. What is that? Please look at me. I don't know who I am. So we got to yell louder and brag more, peel our tires out, shoot more stuff, catch a bigger fish, shot a bigger deer. I got dogs. We raise dogs. Dogs, they're just crazy. They're especially male dogs. They're amazing. They get up every morning. And we got some land. My male dogs, they get up every morning. They go wee on everything. They hike their leg on everything. Hike their leg on the rose bushes, the back corner tire of the Suburban, corner of the house. What are they doing? Marking their territory. We had an old nasty chow down below us. A guy moved into a log cabin. He had this old chow, nasty looking thing. Came up the driveway one day, and I'm eating breakfast, and I saw him coming up the driveway. I thought, don't come up here. My dogs will kill you. No, they're going to kill you. Get out of here. Don't do it. I'm just eating, looking out the window. I thought, well, my dogs are right there on the porch. I can see them. I had four of them. They just laid there real still. I thought, y'all asleep? You blind? There's a dog coming. Do something. And that chow came all up the driveway and sit down right, and my house is up on the hill. He sat right there by my Suburban and looked up at my dog and just sat down and stared at him. And you can see him twitching his nose. Like, well, he's got a nose twitch. What's wrong with his nose? All of a sudden, he walked over to the right corner of the tire where my other dogs had hiked their leg, and he hiked his leg. I thought, what are you doing? Then he walked over to the rose bush where my dogs would hike their leg, and he hiked his leg. Then went to the other corner of the house where my dogs would hike their leg, and he hiked his leg where my dogs had hiked his. My pee stronger than your pee. My pee stronger than yours. My pee stronger than. Now, I'm not trying to be crude. I'm trying to tell you, most men grow. If you don't know Jesus, you don't know who you are, you'll spend the rest of your life out yelling, out cussing, out bragging to everybody else because you don't know who you are. But if you find out early who you are, blessed is the man who knows who he is. Mark the end of a perfect man, the end of that man is peace. Who? A guy who knows who he is. I don't have to prove anything to you. I'm accepted in the beloved. My name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. God Almighty loves me just like I am, warts and all. There's so many angels around me, you can't count them. God's ordered my steps, directing my paths, guiding all truth, showing me things to come, talks to me when I go to sleep, and when I wake up, I'm surrounded with the shield of divine favor. People like me, and they don't even know why. Kumbaya. How can I help you? But if you marry somebody, ladies, you marry a man who doesn't know who he is, you feel for him. I really don't get mad. You feel for him. He doesn't know who he is. He's trying to prove he's somebody. That's why he out yells, out hits, out cusses. Why? He doesn't know who he is. I've done it. I've been there. Why are you yelling? You better listen to me. You better do what I say. Because my kids will go to our seminar and say, Dad, you're out of control. What? We've been to your seminar. You're losing it. You better shut up. You taught that in the seminar too. You know, bad words. Shut up. You shouldn't say that. Like. So I realized something. I need honor. Now, ladies, I'm going to try to help you here. Don't ever dishonor your husband. He needs honor. He needs it. He grabbed. That's why men shoot things, hang their heads on the wall. Shot that, kill that, beat that to death, drug at home. We still have our bowling trophies from 1968.
Won that 68, man. That was a great game. You should have been there. That's fun.
What it is a God-given need. It's not a sin. God made us to need honor, but if we don't get it righteously, we'll get it unrighteously. We're trying to get righteous honor by doing what's right. So, ladies, you need to speak well of your husband every chance you get. You know, I don't care what he says. Well, honey, I just believe you have the mind of Christ, the wisdom of God. I believe you're going to do what's right.
What?
I believe you have the mind of Christ, the wisdom of God. I believe you're going to do something really good here.
You better believe it.
Well, I believe you are. You've got the Holy Ghost and the Word of God, and you're going to do really good.
Well, I'm going to.
And a man will walk out and go, oh, dear God, the pressure's on. I got to do something now. It's like, the number two need of all men is sex. Men need sex. Now, we're going to talk about this in great detail tomorrow, the last session. The male sexual organ is a fountain. The male sexual organ is a fountain. The female sexual organ is a well. It takes time to get water out of a well. We'll get into that tomorrow. It's work. But a fountain is under pressure at all times. You never have to ask a man twice if he wants to do it. You want to do it? Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, right now. Yeah. I don't care. Mowing the grass says, yeah, right now, let's get her done. Here we go. Men, ladies, men need sex. It's tied to who they are. So don't think he's a Neanderthal. He's not. He just needs sex. Do it. Let him go to sleep. He'll be great. He'll be fine. Now, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm telling you the truth. Top two needs of a woman are different. Top need of a woman is security, not honor. She needs security. A man's honor is in his past. That's why men want to talk about what they've done, where they've been, how much they made, what they accomplished. Because I have no honor in my future. I've not been there. Why would I talk about tomorrow? I've not been there. There's nothing there. I want to talk about where I did, how much I made, what I accomplished, where I am. Well, a woman's need of security. She doesn't care what you made. She wants to know what you're going to make tomorrow. How are we going to pay for that? Put braces on the crooked kid's teeth. Get them into college. How are we going to pay for a wedding?
Well, I don't care. I don't care what I did. I did this over here.
I don't care what you did. What are you going to do?
Well, I'll tell you what I did. I don't care what you did. What are you going to
do? My wife could care less what I did 5 minutes ago. It means nothing. And I've had to learn that the hard way. What are we going to do tomorrow? Praise God. I'm excited. And that's where most marital conflict comes from, because women need security.
Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday through Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Make sure you go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.